All right. Well, good afternoon. My name is Carlos Gomez, and I serve as the manager of Provider Network Operations and as the traditional health worker liaison for Umpqua Health Alliance. And today I'm going to be spotlighting a community health worker here in our community. And just to let you know that UHA is very interested in promoting the inclusion of traditional health workers in our community, in clinical settings, and as well as in our community-based organizations. There are six types of traditional health workers, and today we're hoping to just spotlight and highlight a community health worker. A community health worker is a frontline public health worker who's a trusted member of the community and has a close understanding of the community served. And today we have the opportunity to spotlight and interview Lisa Ketchum, who is a community health worker who's serving Douglas County. And we're going to ask her some questions and just kind of get some feedback on what the role is about, what the training takes to become a certified community health worker, and a little bit about any success stories that she has to share. So I'm going to start off by just asking Lisa, if you want to do a quick introduction and let us know how long you've been in a role as a community health worker and what drew you to become a community health worker.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. I'm Lisa Ketchum. I have been with UHA since 2013. So I've only been in the CHW role for about 3 years. I love it. I've always been a helper of sorts. And this role allows me to help all UHA members within my community.
So that expands across Douglas County. You go all the way to the coast.
Correct.
That's great.
Douglas County, yes. All the way down to Tiller, Glendale. Yep. We go if it's in Douglas County, and they're a UHA member, we go if we need to.
It's quite the territory. It's a large yep. county.
It is.
You get to a lot of areas around the county.
Yes.
So where did you receive your training and your certification, and how long did that training take for you?
My certification was online. It was through Southwestern Oregon College. It was fantastic. It was just 8 weeks, 1 day a week, 8 hours. And it was a great course. It was very easy and very engaging. And I learned a lot from it.
Right. So you were able to still serve in some capacity while you're going through the training and the
correct. Correct. I did a little bit of, it was fairly new for UHA as far as a role. So I kind of got my feet wet, just going out and meeting people and, getting involved in the community. And once I learned the role, then I really jumped in.
That's great. And so would you encourage others to pursue the certification? I know our community, there's a lot of high need, and I feel that community health workers really bridge the gap between clinical settings. And we just talked about how large our county is, and
yeah,
we would hope that we can develop more community health workers. And would you encourage folks to pursue this type of certification or training? Or
absolutely. Absolutely. I really feel like this role is first of all, it's fantastic. It definitely bridges the gap between a person at home or in their space and doctors, medical, staffing. It's super rewarding, impactful. It changes multiple lives. So I would definitely recommend this role.
But well, maybe helpful for our listeners to know a little bit about what a typical day would look like for you, and maybe share a little bit about the task you may complete during a day as a community health worker. If you could share a little bit about that.
Sure. I'll tell you, no 2 days are the same usually, which I love. I love the diversity of that. I have taken food boxes to people who either have food disparities or maybe they're displaced and they're quarantined right now with the quarantine. They have to be on lockdown, can't go out. So we'll bring food to them. I do home visits based on usually identified barriers from a resource. Lots of phone calls to check in with people I'm working with. I always try to keep the communication lines open, whether I'm actively working with them or, past working with them, just to check in, see how they're doing. Sometimes I go to a doctor's appointments with a member. There's a big need there. Sometimes they just either they don't understand what doctor's saying, or they don't feel heard, or they really just don't understand that information given. And so it's helpful sometimes to go and write things down and then revisit it when we have more time. We can kind of slow things down. So, and weekly I do, I'm involved with the homeless outreach, where we go out into the community. We're literally in the parks talking with people and just really trying to make a difference.
And you may have said that. So does this include home visits as well? You do?
Yes. Yes. Yep. We do a lot of home visits, getting into that person's space, their personal space, whether it be, you know, a home, an apartment, a car. We try to meet in safe places. We try to double up if we have to go really far. But we do our best to go to the member instead of the member coming to us.
Great. And then with transportation, is it more facilitating transportation, or do you actually provide transportation for a member? Or is it more of just helping them if they need assistance getting that transportation to an appointment, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. We are not able to give rides at this date. I'd like to see that change sometime down the future, but still working on that piece. We definitely facilitate rides. We can ride with, if that seems to be, you know, they maybe don't trust public transport. And so just to get them comfortable in self-preservation of being able to do things on their own, we can ride along. We can, you know, attend the visits if they'd like. We can wait. Sometimes I've followed transport, and then that way I could be with them at visits and still have my own transportation. So very diverse, and very, we kind of just find the need and try to fill it with what fits best to that individual member.
Right. And then you serve all ages and all groups of folks. There's not an age, you know, requirement. As long as the family you're involved.
Correct. Great. Yep. Correct. We serve any UHA active member with a barrier.
Alrighty. Do you happen to provide any medical care? And if so, what is the nature of that care?
We do not provide hands-on medical care, but we do provide a lot of social and emotional support. We assist members with understandings of, you know, chronic diseases, but we can do things like deliver pill minders to people if that's a barrier for medication management, things like that.
Great. And so with medical providers, have they seen in your work, are they benefiting from being assisted by a community health worker? Have you heard from community providers share that experience that it's made a difference for them with care, providing care to a patient?
I haven't gotten too much feedback from providers, but in particular, I have had one literally pat me on the back and say, thank you for attending. This really went much smoother than the last few appointments. And I had met with that member and we kind of talked about what her goals were at the visit, what she wanted to discuss. And during the visit, I kept her on track with that task. And it really helped the doctor, I think, complete some tasks for her because we were able to stay on task. So I really do think it's a huge asset.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
So one reason from my knowledge and my experience with community workers is that they're very valuable in understanding the community of individuals they serve, and perhaps having a common language or culture with individuals who deal with similar barriers as they serve. And I just wanted to know if you've experienced examples of that in your work, or have worked with other community health workers in the field that been able to help a family reach, you know, whether it's a health goals or any aspect or outcome through connecting with that provider on a more personal level.
I think it does. My personal experiences have been such that when I'm helping members and I can relate to the situation, it helps it helps with making that individual feel heard, and it's easier to problem solve on those barriers given. You know, I think it keeps it real. I think it right. keeps it real for everyone involved. And so the outcome is usually way more positive.
And so building trust is probably a key ingredient to successful outcomes and being able to.
Yes. And I think that's where the follow through and even just the outreach, even every 3 months, how you doing? What's been going on? You know, are there any new barriers? That really gives them the indication that we really do care. You know, we really are here to help and make real changes. And so that trust really does build. And then they tell their friends and you get people referred from friends because you know that they feel that trust. Yeah.
And so do you have any advice you would give someone who is considering becoming a community health worker? You know, there are other types of traditional health workers, but community health workers, something that we know we need. And what kind of advice would you give someone who's pursuing some kind of role similar to a community health worker or another THW traditional health worker?
Probably the biggest recommendation would be never promise something you cannot deliver. That's just kind of a rule of thumb, but being available for the members, you know, sometimes it's the smallest thing. And then the follow through is so very important with, you know, making that person feel so very special and individualized. It definitely increases the likelihood of a positive outcome. Yeah.
Well, I think we have one question left for you that we feel will really hit it home for folks that are going to listen to this. And we're hoping that this will really stand out of why community health workers are so important to our community here in Douglas County. But I was hoping that you had at least one success story that we could share that stands out to you that you experienced in the last year or two in your role.
Sure. You know, for me, success comes in small packages sometimes, but we had a member that admitted to the hospital. He discharged to hospital for some medical care and follow up. And within the realm of him being at the hospital, you know, I was able to get him a food box, reconnect him with his SNAP benefits. And he had a large amount of foods, you know, sitting there. He needed, I helped him with transport and new clean clothes to get to the grocery store. He didn't want to go out anywhere, you know, and just the one outfit he came home in the hospital with. His insurance came up where he had to have it resubmitted just for reapproval. And we got through that process together. And then he successfully admitted into a rehab facility. So I really felt like, even though I, you know, I look at it as I didn't do much for him. I did what I call is, you know, but he said, I would have died on those streets without you. So it just was amazing to be a part of that, many moving parts, but to get to know him and be with him through the process. And he's still currently there doing quite well, I hear. So, it's a great story.
So you spend a lot of time advocating and care coordination and helping that member, you know, get.
A lot of it is just that advocacy and, you know, supporting them while they make decisions on what they want to do. And then following through with the decisions that they choose. So.
Great. Well, I have to say we're just about out of time, but I really do appreciate Karen and I really appreciate Lisa coming today to share a little bit about being a community health worker here in Douglas County. And we're hoping to build the capacity on building new community health workers in our area. And this has been very helpful, and we're looking forward to where this is going to go. So we appreciate your time today.
Excellent.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great, wonderful day.
Yes. You as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.